7:39 at News Talk 960 KGWA. New day continues. Curtis Tucker now joins me from the Enid Buzz. Howdy.
Howdy. Boy, it's beautiful.
It is so nice outside.
Out there.
It was actually nice all night. Was out last night late and got up early this morning and realized, wow, it must have been awesome all night long. So.
Yeah. You know, the wind dies down a little bit, and gosh, it gets kind of nice around here.
Yeah, it does.
Very cool. I guess there's probably a little bit of fire cleanup going on kind of around northwest Oklahoma still. Mm-hmm. And I did not know. Here's something I didn't know. Your sister is one of the pinup
part
gals.
Of the Pinups for Patriots.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they are having, they're gathering water, Gatorade, chapstick, wet wipes, and granola bars for some of the firefighters out there. And they're going to be collecting that tonight at the RSVP parking lot at the corner of Garriott and Van Buren between 5 and 8 p.m. And then at 8 p.m., they're going to send that stuff on its way to help those guys out. Yeah. You going to be there?
I'm going to be... Yeah, since she's listening and since she's been telling people I'm probably going to be there. Yeah, and Circle B Escort's going to be providing the trailer, so shout out to them. Yeah, she called me literally, I think we were doing the morning show yesterday, and she started texting me going, I've got an idea, what do you think? And it just kind of like snowballed from there.
Yeah, so now are they going to be all, I'm sure they're going to be all dressed up in there. Or are they, do you know?
I don't know if they're going to do that today since they're going to be handling, food stuff, or not food, but supplies and stuff. So I don't know.
Okay, well, everybody, and I'm going to try to get by there. It sounds like I am not going to have to attend... an awards thing like I thought I was. So I will probably drop by there and take some pictures and say hi to everybody. So everybody, 5 to 8 p.m. tonight, RSVP parking lot. Just grab some water if you want to donate some water. Gatorade, chapstick, wet wipes, granola bars. They all go to the firefighters out there in the field, in the grass, in the dirt, in the wind.
And I will tell you this. In talking with Mike Konigsberg, the local Garfield County Emergency Management Director, and for Enid, and also part of the Tri-County, which is Grant Garfield Major, he told us that we'll actually take these supplies to the local emergency management area first, and then those will get distributed as needed to, which, because you don't want to drive out there to Western Oklahoma and head toward the smoke and go, here's some stuff.
Yeah.
Because they don't have any way of distributing it. So we coordinated this with, because we called out to the west, to the different, to Harper and Woods and or Woodward counties, and they're like, you know what? This place is a madhouse. Mike Konigsberg told me, he said, do not drive a vehicle out there and say, hey, I'm here to help. Don't do that, because you put yourself in harm's way. But this way, it'll be in a place where they can say, hey, I need this or I need that, and
then get it to where it needs to go.
It's actually a smart way of doing it. And then if there are supplies left over, they'll save it for the next wildfire, and the things you donate here might actually help out Garfield County.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Either way, it's a good thing. And
it is
she
good.
Something just spoke to her yesterday and said, hey, we ought to do something. So I was like, okay, yeah, I'll get on board that.
Very cool. So everybody get out and do that tonight. Also, I believe tonight, am I looking at my calendar right? What is today?
It's Thursday.
9th? Thursday the 9th?
Yeah.
That'd be tonight, the Leonardo's annual awards dinner and auction. And tonight is the Willy Wonka theme, Pure Imagination. They're going to have a very cool chocolate fountain. And you can still buy tickets to that. Again, it's a fundraiser for Leonardo, so tickets are $75, $150 a couple, or $500 for a sponsor, a table of 8 people. It includes dinner, a wine pull, live entertainment, and a live and silent auction. Plus, you'll get to kind of wander around the museum and everything. As far as the auction, there's going to have trips, jewelry, purses, restaurant, gift cards, artwork, golf, home decor, and more. So... get your tickets to that. Drop by there today and get tickets. Or I'm not sure if you can just show up tonight and get tickets at the door or not. But I'd call over there. You can get their phone number. It's 233-2787. But call over there, Leonardo's, and get out there and support our Leonardo's. That's a very cool thing for the kids and even the adults. So now I know you had Steve Kimon here yesterday. And I don't know how much you guys talked about the study session. on Tuesday night?
We talked about the idea of changing the charter and possibly making the mayor and city council people a paid position. We talked about that part.
Yeah, the city has a charter, mm-hmm. and it's got a whole bunch of things, you know, paragraphs and stuff in it. And some of the language is, there's a poll tax that's in there from the 1930s that's never been taken out. And there's a bunch of language that needs updated and blah, 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 blah. The thing is, the city cannot change that charter without a vote of the people. And it costs about $22,000 just to have an election to change all of those things. Now, it only costs $11,000 to piggyback it off of another election. And so they think over all these decades, the reason that they haven't made all these changes is because, you know, they just didn't want to put out the cost. So they thought, well, it's probably time that we update our city charter. So they're completely going through it line by line. They're thinking they may piggyback it off of February 2018's election. And they thought, well, while we're changing this charter, let's possibly look at some other options. Now, these were just suggestions. These are not being done. Again, if they are put into the charter, they would have to be approved by a vote of the people. But yeah, so one of the things was, one of the big things was going, now, until the mid-90s, when commissioners came up for different wards, it was a citywide election. So each ward was elected by the entire city until about the 1990s. Mm-hmm. And then there was a few wards that felt like they weren't getting full representation. And so it changed to ward-only elections.
Right.
Well, they threw out the idea of possibly going back to the citywide. I'd say about half the commissioners were for it, half the commissioners were against it. To think about that is basically, if you like the Electoral College, you would probably want to stick with the ward elections. If you like the popular vote, you'd probably want to go with the at-large vote. So another one is term limits. They're thinking about what about getting rid of term limits? So, and one of the examples brought up was this water pipeline project.
Yeah.
You know, what if there's a couple of commissioners or a mayor on there that knows all of the facts, all of the information? Sometimes it's kind of a bad deal to get them off of the council, you know, at a critical point in a project just because their term limits have come up when maybe they're the best qualified to continue with the project. So that was the thinking there. It's not, you know, some of the comments, of course, on social media are, you know, vote out the bums, blah, blah, blah. Well, what you don't understand is you're the bums. Everybody that gets on social media and dogs the city council, you're dogging yourself because you are the city council. You elect yourselves to our city council. These aren't politicians. These aren't guys from other cities. These guys aren't from the Oklahoma City. These are guys from your neighborhood that you voted in. So and you're voting yourself out.
Guys and gals.
Guys and gal.
You're welcome, Tammy.
Yeah, Tammy. And that's what we need more women to run.
There's a lot of layers to this onion.
Oh yeah, a lot.
Lots of thoughts. That's why they do study sessions like that. And
that's what it was, a study session. It was nothing in concrete.
Sometimes I think the transparency, which you got to have transparency. That's the way the process works, but sometimes I think we're given a little too much information on stuff, and it gets blown up out
early.
It's given
too much information early when nothing's been set, nothing's been written down.
But I do agree with you. When you start dogging people in your backyard, you're just dogging yourself.
Well, yeah. If you're dogging the city council, you're dogging yourself because that's who the city council is. It's you guys that run, and you elect you guys.
Yeah.
So it'd be nice if everybody would realize that someday. But anyway, and then there was the brought up, what about compensation? Some of those people on the city council miss a lot of days of work because they do have a lot of stuff to do. Mm-hmm. You know, so there was compensation, paying them, not for anybody on the council right now. They made sure that there would be a huge space gap in between anybody on the council now that voted for that and then the actual first person that would actually get paid. So they're not trying to do that to pay themselves. They definitely would be off the council before anybody got paid. And then one of the things that I do believe will be in the charter is you're going to need to be living in your ward at least 6 months before you can run for it. And that kind of prevents ward hopping is what they call it. So anyway, so those were just thoughts, ideas. They're not anything they are doing. It's just thoughts and ideas to possibly put to a vote of the people. So keep an eye on that. They have until probably about November to make a decision on what would go in the new charter. And so they will be talking about that again. I believe they will readdress that in about a month. You can see all this live on enidtv.org. Mm-hmm. It's a study session and the city council. All those meetings are live.
They are more transparent now than it's ever been in history because of social media and because of the electronic way of doing things.
Yeah, and if you miss a meeting like I did, I had a bunch of stuff going on Tuesday night, so I missed both the study session and the meeting. But you know what I did? Like at about 11 o'clock that night, I hopped on their YouTube channel. Both of those videos had already been posted, so I watched the entire study session and the city council on YouTube. And I appreciate the city of Enid doing that and giving everybody the opportunity to actually see what's going on. They're, like you say, it's all transparent. It's all right there. If you think they're doing, you know, just watch the meeting and you'll know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
So anyway, wanted to throw that out there. Project Cinderella, you and I had talked about that earlier. Well, here's something I didn't know. I didn't know that Laura Hatchell had left the YWCA.
Yes, she did.
So kudos to her. Hopefully she's doing well in her new job. But they were collecting dresses for Project Cinderella. Mm-hmm. Well, now they get to flip that over. Now that they have the dresses, they are now asking girls to please come register where you can go into the YWCA and shop for those prom dresses, which you are going to get to use for free. You're going to get to look at dresses, shoes, accessories. It begins Monday, March 13th, and it runs through Saturday, April 8th. But you have to get signed up beforehand. So call over there to the YWCA and ask about how you can make your reservation.
Yeah.
I got a piece of gum in my mouth there. But anyway, girls will need to bring their school IDs, and it's not just for Enid High. It's for all local schools within our voice. I mean, they want to help out all girls. And basically what it is, it's just kind of a way to help some families and some girls get prom dresses that otherwise couldn't afford them, because prom dresses have gotten kind of expensive. You know, remember the old days when you could go over to Mel's and get a suit for $15 or a dress for $8?
Not really. I don't remember those days.
You don't remember Mel's?
I remember. No, I remember.
Yeah, no, that doesn't happen anymore. So things have gotten expensive. So anyway, it's a great way. Project Cinderella, again, YWCA.
How many girls do you have?
Two. But luckily, they dance. And they cheer.
You'll have stuff.
And so there's girls older than them that wear their dresses once use every now and then. So it works out pretty cool. And that's kind of what this is. Yeah. It's like, you know, these girls usually only wear these dresses once. So the dresses that the girls are going to be getting from the YWCA are either brand new dresses or probably have only been worn once. So don't think you're going to go over there and get a really bad dress. There are going to be some nice stuff. So Miracle League has announced that they are now accepting people for players and buddies. The Miracle League is kind of a T-ball, baseball, softball type thing where adults get out there and help children and adults 5 and up with developmental disabilities. And each player has a buddy, and so they are also looking for volunteers to be a buddy. And that kicks off in April, runs through June. And you can go to For Our Kids, and they will get you more information over there. Talk to Tricia Mitchell. But a really cool deal. If you're looking for somewhere to volunteer and you want something that's going to make you smile and give you a very warm feeling all the way down to your toes, get over there and help out those kids and adults. Play some baseball. The field is right there at the ABC Park as you go over the North Van Buren overpass. Very cool field. Lots of money.
Nice facility.
Yeah. The Miracle League Mud Volleyball Tournament, things like that help pay for all that stuff.
Yeah.
And it is a very cool field, a very cool event, very cool league. So help out the Miracle League over there.
So we got to cross our fingers. Speaking of sports stuff, let's see, where do we start? Enid High baseball takes McGinnis tonight at the David Allen. Enid High tennis teams play in Putnam City in the tennis tournament, a tennis center in the city today. Enid High track teams go to McGinnis. Enid High soccer team plays at Mustang tomorrow. Class 2A through 6A state championships begin the day in Tulsa and OKC. The Chisholm Lady Longhorns Class 3A State Tournament face number one Adair tonight at 7 at Carl Albert. So
very cool.
Good luck to the Lady Longhorns. Yep. And the Fairview Yellow Jacket girls in the Class 2A State Tournament play Tushka today at 3:30 at UConn High.
Man, there's a plethora of sports going
on. Yeah, and then the NJCAA, the Junior College Regional 2 tournament's going on. NOC Enid Jets beat Arkansas last night, and they play NOC Tonkawa Friday, and then the Lady Jets play Eastern tonight, and I think that's at Failing Field.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Lots of sports. And,
and then the Jets baseball team downtown at the David. They're all over the place.
Yeah, so, if you want to see baseball or basketball right now, it is all over the place. And then just a shout out and kudos to all of the people that are trying out for sports for next year.
Yeah,
I know POM tryouts are going on, cheerleading tryouts are going on, all kinds of stuff getting ready for next year. So kudos to all those people trying out for that stuff.
Hey, take a breath. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Hey, Buzzheads, if you'd like to advertise on Buzzhead Radio, contact us at buzz@enabuzz.com. We've got advertising opportunities at buzzheadradio.com, on our podcasts, and on our Facebook live streaming. So contact us at buzz@enabuzz.com.
756 at KGWA, sunshine 76 today. This is the day of the week. The wind's finally going to die down a little bit. Now, it's going to come out of the north later, Curtis, so it's going to get chillier tonight, clear in 38, sunny in 55 tomorrow. Then Friday night and Saturday, it says 60% on Friday night and 80% on Saturday and 40% Saturday night.
That's rain.
Rain and maybe a thunderstorm, but mostly rain.
We need it.
There it is.
Bring it on.
Yeah.
You know, I noticed like maybe 2 days ago, I was driving somewhere and I looked up and you could just, you know, we're living in Oklahoma as long as we have. Mm-hmm. You can look at the sky and see the clouds.
And I
kid you not, I just knew there's weather coming. There is a thunderstorm. I swear I could just tell by the look of the clouds.
Yep.
I was like, oh, here we are. We are at the edge of the season right now.
Now you know how when you were a kid and your grandpa looked up at the sky and said, yeah, we probably ought to put up the whatever.
Or even the wind. Yeah. Sometimes when the wind hits, you're like, okay.
And when you live here long enough, you can also tell during thunderstorm time if it's going to be really bad or not.
Yeah.
You can feel it.
Yeah.
You can taste it. You can feel it.
Color of it. Color everything. Yeah.
But you got to have lived here long enough to realize that. Otherwise, you're just...
Yeah, if you're new to town, you're probably thinking we're crazy.
But now we have apps that can confirm our suspicions. God, I can't hardly move. My knees hurt. My back. In fact, I'll be honest with you. Right now, this very moment, I feel like crap.
Uh-oh.
My knees hurt. My wrists hurt. My elbow. I could have told you there was a cold front looming because of the pressure changes.
Yeah.
I think that has nothing to do with being in Oklahoma. That has a lot to do with being old.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm putting that on you.
Yeah.
Hey, don't forget CDSA. They're having their international wine tour. They are raising money for the CDSA Diaper Bank. And just real quick, if you don't know what the CDSA Diaper Bank is, just like the prom dresses, we know there are a lot of families out there. One of the fundamental things of having a baby is you've got to have diapers for those kids. We know there are families out there that can't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
The CDSA Diaper Bank is a very cool thing. Go over there and ask about how your family can get some temporary diapers. Well, not, you know, diapers for a temporary amount of time. They're not going to supply you for exchange your diaper. But it's just a helpful thing. And they're raising money at the Nonprofit Center for that. It is this weekend, Saturday night, 7 p.m. You get to have wine, all kinds of food. They're going to have stuff from Italy, Cuba, U.S.,
pretty cool.
France, India, Italy. I mean, it goes on and on and on. $75 per ticket.
Going international this week.
Exactly.
There's lots of international stuff going on.
Yeah. So get over there for that. Don't forget, Gaslight is doing their Emperor's New Clothes. It's the Children's Theater. It finishes up this weekend, March 11th and 12th. Get your tickets for that. The shows are during the day, which are kid-friendly. 10 a.m., 2 p.m. Get your tickets for that. Fun stuff going on there.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, real quickly, Enid Buzz, what's going on with you?
Well, some people have probably noticed I have a sign on a window downtown.
A lot of people have asked me.
Yeah.
That's why I bring it up.
Okay, I'm moving an office into the Broadway Tower. We're going to try to help Johnny Pert over there bring a little bit of life to the Broadway Tower. Mm-hmm. It's such an iconic building. We hate for it to sit there empty. So I have moved my office in there. I haven't fully moved in yet and made the official announcement, but again, okay. You can see the logo on the window. We're doing some podcasting in there for mm-hmm. Buzzhead Radio.
Right.
Again, if you miss you and I's show in the morning, mm-hmm. go to buzzheadradio.com and you can pick up a podcast of us there. So anyway, big announcements for Ina Buzz coming up soon, and I will let
awesome.
Everybody know about
Good
that.
Good deal. Hey, check out all the stuff going on at kgwanews.com while we're talking about social media and our Facebook pages. The Bids for Bargains list is right there. It's open, and the store is open right now, 234-4230. Call us to place your bid. I'll see you tomorrow.
See ya. Thank you.